This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will today inaugurate Kartavya Bhavan 3 at Kartavya Path in New Delhi. On the occasion, he will also address a public program. Kartavya Bhavan 3rd is a part of the broader transformation of the Central Vista. It is the first among several upcoming common central secretariat buildings that aim to streamline administrative processes and enable agile governance. Kartavya Bhavan 3rd will be a modern office complex of about 1.5 lakh square meters spread over two basements and seven floors. It will house key ministries, including Home, External Affairs, Rural Development, MSME, DOPT, Petroleum and Natural Gas, and the Principal Scientific Advisor. It will lead in sustainability with various power saving and recycling facilities, resulting in 30% energy saving and also generating over 5 lakh units of electricity annually. The new building will exemplify modern governance infrastructure, featuring IT-ready and secure workspaces, ID card-based access controls, integrated electronic surveillance, and a centralized command system. A devastating flash flood in Uttarakhand triggered by a cloud burst in the upper catchment area of the Khir Ganga River caused large-scale destruction in Dharali village in Uttarkashi district yesterday. Following the cloud burst, the Khir Ganga River swelled suddenly, resulting in widespread damage. According to the District Emergency Operations Center, heavy debris in the Dharali market area has severely damaged buildings, hotels and shops. District Magistrate Prashant Arya said, based on preliminary reports, at least four people have lost their lives and several people are reported missing. President Draupadi Murmu has expressed condolences to the families affected in the tragic cloudburst incident. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah spoke to Uttarakhand Chief Minister on the incident and took stock of the situation. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhamni stated that the teams from the district administration, Indian Army, NDRF and SDRF are engaged in relief and rescue work in the affected areas. In Himachal Pradesh, heavy rainfall has disrupted normal life in several parts of the state. Rain-related incidents have so far claimed 194 lives, while 36 people are still reported missing. The India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast very heavy rainfall over Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand and Uttar Pradesh during the next 2 days. Similar weather conditions have been forecast for Tamil Nadu and Kerala during the next 4 days, with isolated extremely heavy rainfall over Kerala today. The Maharashtra Cabinet has approved the construction of a 105-kilometer express freight corridor connecting the upcoming Vadhavan port in Palghar to the Samruddhi Expressway at Bharbir in Nashik district. According to an official statement, the high-speed corridor will reduce the travel time from 5 hours to just 1.5 hour. The corridor, which will facilitate rapid movement of freight from the western coast to the hinterland, will be built by the Maharashtra State Road Development Corporation within the next 3 years at an estimated cost of 2,529 crore rupees. India and the Philippines have agreed to elevate bilateral cooperation to the level of strategic partnership. The decision was taken during the bilateral talks between the Prime Minister Narendra Modi and visiting Philippine President Ferdinand R. Marcos Jr. in New Delhi yesterday. In a joint press statement after the meeting, Prime Minister Modi said India and Philippines adopted the 5-year plan of action for the period of 2025 to 2029 to guide cooperation under the elevated strategic partnership during the bilateral talks.
आज मैंने और राष्ट्रपति जी ने आपसी सहयोग क्षेत्रीय मुद्दों और अंतर्राष्ट्रीय परिस्थितियों पर विस्तार से बातचीत की। ये प्रसन्नता का विषय है कि आज हमने अपने संबंधों को स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप का दर्जा देने का निर्णय लिया है। इस पार्टनरशिप के पोटेंशियल को परिणामों में परिवर्तित करने के लिए एक व्यापक एक्शन प्लान भी बनाया गया है।
In boxing, Indian boxers continue their march towards a significant medal count at the Under-22 Asian Boxing Championships 2025 in the Thai capital yesterday, with 7 women boxers in the Under-19 category assuring themselves of a podium finish. The Under-19 and Under-22 Asian Boxing Championships, which are being held simultaneously, provide India's rising stars a platform to showcase their skills and determination against some of Asia's toughest opponents. And that is the end of this news bulletin.